Okay, a favor.
Yeah. Football, gentlemen, whoever wants to start.
We want to go home.
Let's go to greatness.
Chavod, President. Chavod, President. Once you start coming to Great Neck daily, then you have no more strength to be tired. With your permission, Parshat Chukat. This is chapter 19, Sefer Bamidbar. As an introduction, before we're going to learn the information that we have, is as follows. 3 days after we came out of Egypt, we got to a place that was called Mara. At that place, the water was bitter, and Moshe sweetened the water. Over there, the Torah says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the concept of red cow. Not all the laws about red cow, but there is some kind of a subject that's called a red cow. Again, this was given 3 days after we left Egypt. As it says, Parashat Beshalach, I believe chapter 15 or 16. Don't remember. Chapter 15, this is sentence 26. No, sentence 25. Vayitzak el Hashem, vayirehu Hashem etz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a tree, vayashlech el ha-mayim, Moshe threw the tree into the water, vayimtekhu ha-mayim, the water became sweet, sham lo chok u'mishpat v'sham nishau, over there HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a law. The law, says the Gemara, refers to the red cow. Means like this. We came out of Egypt, there was no water. We went 3 days in the desert, we found bitter water. Moshe Rabbeinu spit in the water, and then Hashem told Moshe, tell them, there is a concept of the red cow. It says, what happened to the red cow now? Not going to do anything to the red cow right now? What do you have to know about the red cow? It says, Hashem said to Moshe, tell them the concept of the red cow. Okay. Eventually, comes the Gemara and tell us that this, what we're going to learn tonight, the laws, how so-called to treat the red cow, really, was given to Am Israel 38 years ago. When? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a year less than 40 days after we came out of Egypt, was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu put the Mishkan. Says the Gemara, that day HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe 15 times. There is no information in any other date Hashem spoke to Moshe so many times. This is the day that Moshe opened the Mishkan. This is Parashat Shmini, Sefer Vayikra. This Moshe Rabbeinu opened the Mishkan. At that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe this paragraph that we're going to learn. Right now, we are 38 years later. So the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait for 38 years to tell us the laws of the red cow? As the Gemara said, you should know, the second day of Chodesh Nisan, purposely I say the dates, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, this was the date that Moshe opened the Mishkan. On that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe the laws of the red cow, what says over here, what we're going to learn in a minute. This next day, Moshe took the red cow and slaughtered and burned it. that happened 38 years ago. So the question is, Mani HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait until today to tell us Zot Chokat HaTorah, says you're going to learn now the laws of the red cow. He says, now you tell me the red cow. The red cow should have told me Parashat Shmini. He says, this is the book of the sacrifices. It's Sefer Vayikra. It's when the book talks about sacrifices. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 38 years ago, told Moshe the laws how to do the red cow. Hashem did not tell anything. He's waiting over here after Meraglim, after Korach, jump 38 years. Now, I'm going to tell you the laws of the red cow. He says, that's not the place for it. He says, red cow was slaughtered 38 years ago, the second day of Nisan. So with your permission, we're going to learn a little bit from the text. And this is the law of the red cow. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron lemor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe and Aaron 18 times in the Torah together. 18 times. This is one of the 18 times. You can find in the Torah all together 18 times Vayomer Hashem el Moshe el Aaron. It means Hashem speaks to both of them. Zot Chukat HaTorah, sentence 2, this is the law of the Torah. All the Chachamim ask, excuse me, you're going to tell me the laws of the red cow. It's not the laws of the Torah. This is the laws of the red cow. Nevertheless, Hashem said, Zot Chukat HaTorah. This is the law of the Torah. It's not the law of the Torah. It's the law of the red cow. What is the law? Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Please speak to Am Yisrael. First it says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron lemo. Hashem speak to Moshe and Aaron to say. It means like this. Hashem spoke to both of them. Again, once in 18 times, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, and Torah says, to say. Here it says, the Torah says, Daber, a singular. Singular. Hashem speaks to Moshe and Aaron, and tell them, Hashem tells them, go tell it. And then all of a sudden Hashem said to Moshe, Daber Bnei Israel. You should speak to Am Israel. Ve'ikhu elecha, should bring to you, Farah Aduma, should bring to you a red cow. To me? What do you have to do with me? Nothing to do with me. Nothing. I'm nobody here. Why have to bring the cow to me? Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Untatemotah Elazar HaKohen, you have to give it to Elazar, Aaron's son. Aaron's son. Okay, so, bring the red cow to Aaron's son. Torah says no. Tell Am Israel to bring you the red cow. And then you go take this red cow and give it to the assistant of the Kohen HaGadol, is Elazar HaKohen, the son of Aaron. So why have to bring it to Moshe? You have to bring it to Moshe. Bring it straight to Elazar. They say, where is the red cow? They found it in the desert. It's very strange, but they found it in the desert. Again, we're talking about, it was next to Har Sinai. It says next to Har Sinai, 38 years ago, it says, go get the cow. And bring it, the red cow, bring it to Elazar. He says, why have to bring it to Moshe? You have to bring it to Moshe. Tell, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, go tell Am Israel, bring the red cow to Elazar. Elazar is going to slaughter it. Not only that, comes the Gemara and says, you should know, this red cow, no one knows really how it works exactly. This is the law. Even though the Gemara says Shlomo HaMelech, that was the smartest ever, knew almost everything, he himself says, in Sefer Kohelet, I thought I'm smart that I know, but this particular one, I have no idea what it means. Says the Gemara, Kadosh told Moshe Rabbeinu, to you I'm going to tell the secret, how it works, the red cow, what the process of the red cow, the procedure is, that you take the red cow and you slaughter the red cow and then you burn it and in the ashes you mix with the water from a spring, and then if someone went to a cemetery or touched a dead person or went to a room with a dead person, he has to go to mikveh and they have to sprinkle on him twice within 7 days, on the third day, on the seventh day, and then the seventh day he goes again to mikveh and then he's pure. How does it work? What is the concept exactly? No one knows besides Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, why no one knows? Why no one knows? Why? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind and did tell us some of the reasons of the mitzvot, let him tell us then also what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding the secret. What's the big deal? Well, he says, there is a secret. He says, Hashem told it to Moshe. Okay, so let Moshe tell it to us. The Gemara says, "Tovayin yivarach." The Gemara says a lot of things Hashem told Moshe personally, and Moshe Rabbeinu chose to share it with Am Yisrael. But the Gemara says a sentence, "Tovayin yivarach." A person has a good eye. He says, "Who is this?" Yismach Moshe Malach Chelko. He says, "Moshe Rabbeinu shared so-called things Hashem told him with Am Yisrael." He says, "The red cow, no, no one besides Moshe." He says, "What is the problem? Let us know what Moshe knew. What is the concept of the red cow?" Not only that, comes the Mishnah, comes the Gemara, and there's a halacha and the Rambam. You should know Moshe made the first red cow, and altogether until today, 9 red cows were made. Ezra Sofer made 1, Shimon HaTzadik made 2, Yochanan Kohen Gadol made 2, and then 3 other Kohanim, Mishmael Feyabi, Nechamel Mitzri, and somebody made Akof, and Akayaf. Says the Mishnah made each one 1, altogether 9. Says the Rambam, that's it. You'll never find another one until Mashiach comes. Why? How do you know? Comes the Rambam. It says, you know, it's based on Midrash. It says, if somebody's going to tell you, "I found a red cow," says the Rambam, you know, expect Mashiach. Cannot be a red cow. The last 2,000 years we're waiting. Where is the red cow? You'll never find it. Why I won't find it? Why I won't find it? What's the problem? Mashiach will come, you have the red cow. He says, "What is nothing to do with the red Mashiach?" They have a red cow down south. Because if the red cow will stay a red cow and will not have any black hair, you should know Mashiach is coming. He says, "Why? What is nothing to do with Mashiach?" Again, to purify a person, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that somebody is going to get purified by Yaron Navi, and he will purify everybody. Actually, like Yechida said, Ari could not have come with all his secrets unless Eliyahu Hanavi came and sprinkled on him from leftover ashes that was hidden by Chachamim before destruction of Beit HaMikdash. I said, listen, for the public, impossible to have this red cow unless Moshiach comes. Not only that, comes the Rambam, comes the Mishnah and says, you should know, Moshe made the first red cow. Says the Mishnah, says the Rambam, you should know that every time they made a new red cow, the next 8 times they made it, they mixed it with a little bit of ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, the red cow is going to be called on Moshe's name. That's what Hashem told Moshe. You know, somebody's going to tell you, you know, red cow. They say, what is the red cow? He says, the red cow Moshe made. It's nothing to do with Moshe, but it has to do with Moshe. So said, no, this is Moshe's zechut, that the red cow is going to be called on his name. And this is Moshe's zechut, that this red cow that he made, that took ashes, and they hid ashes, and every time they made another red cow, they took some ashes from Moshe's red cow, and mixed it with ashes of the other. I said, what is the purpose? What is the reason for that? With your permission, if you skip to chapter 20, sentence 1. It says, "Vayavohu bnei Yisrael kol ha'edam midbar tzin b'chodesh ha'rishon v'yeshem ha'av b'kadesh v'tamot shamiyam v'tikaber shom." Again, it says this well, you know, you should never think for a moment the Torah is a history book. It says, even if it's a history book, let's assume chas v'shalom it is a history book. Hashem wants you to know some things from the past. He says, what is the difference to you if somebody is going to ask you, excuse me, when is the time, what's the date that Miriam died? So, I don't care less. I really don't care less. Who cares when Miriam died? I mean, it's nice to know. I mean, she was a holy girl. I don't say no. But the Torah is going to tell you that Am Yisrael arrived on the first month. And comes the Gemara and says, this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It says again, I don't have to know the dates. What is the difference when they arrived? Maybe Hashem wants me to know what the stories we're going to learn in a minute, but the date, to emphasize, you should know, Am Yisrael, comes the Gemara and says, you know what's going on? I'll tell you what. From last week to this week, Parasha, we skipped almost 38 years, and now it's the new generation. Says the Gemara, new generation, holy people, no machloket, tzadikim. They arrived in the place of Kadesh, and the Miriam, so-called, died. So, I know, so the Miriam died, so-called, on the first month, this is Chodesh Nisan, with a new generation. Comes the Gemara and tells us, you should know, what is the purpose that the Torah so-called writes this story about the death of Miriam next to the story we just read about the red cow. About the red cow. This is the Gemara to teach you, to tell you something. Like the red cow is some kind of forgiveness, is a kapara. It's a kapara on the golden calf. So the Gemara says, the Midrash says, Rashi brings the Midrash, you know, the calf is like the son of the cow, and this is the red cow is some kind of forgiveness. I don't know exactly the concept, we'll see later what is the depth of it. So, anyway, the Gemara says, you know, the red cow is a kapara. Fine. The Gemara says, no, now Miriam died. To tell you, says the Gemara, mitat tzadiki mechaperet. You know, Miriam was a tzadeket, a holy lady. That's a simple explanation on the surface. It says to tell you that Miriam's death is a forgiveness. Forgiveness for what? You just told me that this is the new generation. Sinless people, ready to go to Eretz Israel. No machloket, says the Gemara. Everybody is 100%. And they arrived in the place of Kadesh, and Miriam died. She says, why did she die? The Gemara says, a kapara, forgiveness. Forgiveness for what? For what forgiveness? This is a new generation. They don't need forgiveness. For what she died? Loya Mayim Laida, sentence 2, with your permission, there is no water. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know the well in the desert was for the merit of Miriam. Now Miriam is dead. There is no water. By Kalor Moshe and Aaron, they all came to Moshe and Aaron. Moshe, they fight with Moshe, it's a shame we did not have died before, because now we're going to die from thirst. This is the worst death, to die from thirst. You brought us over here to this desert to die. Why don't you take us out of Egypt? There's no water, there's nothing to do over here. I brought you over here. What do you mean I brought you over here? You know, your father participated in the spies. So, that's why you got stuck here. What do you mean, I brought you here? I brought you here. I never brought you here. You brought yourself here. You don't remember? You said, 38 years ago, your father said he doesn't want to go to Israel, so he got stuck in the desert. So what do you want for my life? He says, they come to the Mishkan, they fell on the floor. וידבר השם משה לאמר השם תולד משה קח את המטה פליס טייק דה סטיק ועקל את הידה אתה ואהרון אחיך ודיברתם אל הסלע שטייק דה סטיק יו ואין אהרון גו you should talk to the rock ונתן ממיו and says then the rock will give water מוצאת עליה מים מן הסלע you bring out water from the rock וישקיטה את הידה ואת בירם you give water to the people and to the animals וכך משה את המטה לפני השם כאשר צבא ומשה took the stick ויקילו משה ואהרן את הקהל לפני הסלע, brought all of Israel next to the rock. והם אליהם, משה רבנו screened at them, שומו נאמרים, listen the ones that constantly complained, I mean, הסלע זה נוציא לכם מים, which rock do you want us to take some water for you? Where is the rock? The rock was lost, says the Gemara. וירם משה את ידו, משה picked up his hand, ויחד את הסלע במטה ופעמיים, he hit the rock twice. ויצאו מהמרים את ישראל ומהירם, וסדה לתו water came, they drank. Hashem speak to Moshe and Aaron and tells them on the spot, you don't believe in me. You should have made my name holy. What does it mean? Simple explanation. You should have spoken to the rock. Why did you hit the rock? First of all, Mr. Aaron, I didn't do nothing. Moshe did it. Chachamim say, well, Aaron is innocent. So what's the problem? What is the problem? No, you and Moshe, you'll never be able to get to Israel. You're going to die in the desert. Forget about it. He says, this is a very strange story. All the Rishonim, all the Achronim, they all try to figure out what went wrong. What went wrong that Moshe is going to die? He says, well, it's too many complications. With the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to hit the rock, speak to the rock, all of a sudden, so, and there's a confusion, the rock disappeared, Moshe loses himself for this, he cannot go to Eretz Israel. With your permission, I would like to go Parshat This is chapter Sefer Shmot, with your permission, chapter 29, sentence 43. This is the Parashat, called Parashat Etzaveh, chapter 29, sentence 43. Sefer Shmot. Right. Sefer Shmot. Are you in Shmot, or Moshe?
Yeah.
Parashat Etzaveh. It says like this, ונועדתי לשמה לבני ישראל ונקדש ברכבותי. It says, הקדוש ברוך הוא says to Moshe, listen, you're going to make a mishkan, ונקדש בכבודי. It's going to be holy with my respect. This is chapter 29, Sefer Shmot. Chapter 29, sentence 43. ונועדתי לשמה, Hashem said, I'm going to appear. Livnei Israel, when Moshe is going to build the Mishkan, when Nikdash is going to be holy, Bichvodi with my respect. What does it mean? Don't know what it means. If you skip to Sefer Vayikra, this is chapter 11. I think it's chapter 11. No, it's chapter 10. No, maybe it's chapter. No, chapter 9. No, chapter 10. Chapter 10. Sefer Vayikra, chapter 10. Chapter 10 is this, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I emphasize the days on purpose. This is the day Moshe opened the Mishkan. A year, less than 40 days after we came out of Egypt. We came out of Egypt, Yudalet ben Nisan, Tetvav ben Nisan. A year later, after already we did the golden calf, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe opened the Mishkan. Moshe opened the Mishkan. It says the Torah, "Vayikrov ne'aron Nadav v'Avihu ish machtato." It says Nadav v'Avihu took their own pan, "Vayitnu ba'en esh," they put fire. "Vayasim aleha ktoret," they put spices. "Vayakriv lifnei Hashem ezara shelo tzivaotam." It says they brought some kind of spices in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something Hashem did not command. But it says, "Esh lifnei Hashem," fire came out from the center of the Mishkan, "Vatochal otam yamut lifnei Hashem," they died. Sentence 3. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron. Moshe goes to Aaron. Again, this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the day we open the Mishkan. It says Moshe goes to Aaron. He tells Aaron, listen, I want to tell you something. So what do you want to tell me? Who asher yiber Hashem lemor? Remember, Parashat Etzaveh, Hashem said, v'nikdash bechodi. Remember, Hashem said, something is going to happen. Bikovaya kadesh, v'apni kol ha'am kaved. So that's why they died. So that's how the story goes. The story goes like this. Moshe opened the Mishkan on the first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nadav Abihu came inside without permission. Comes the Gemara and counted few so-called reasons for the death of these two people. The first one, the Gemara says, but the Torah says, who asked you to bring the Ketoret. Second one, says the Gemara, they won't dress properly with the clothing of the Kohen. Third, says the Gemara, they drank some wine. A Kohen is not allowed to have wine before he comes inside. Then fourth, says the Gemara, they didn't take a haircut. A Kohen must take a haircut at least once in 30 days. Then the Torah will tell you later that they did not get married. That's also, they're not supposed to do such a thing. Then comes the Gemara and says that they were talking between themselves. We would like already Aaron and Moshe to die, we would like to lead them Israel. Then, if you remember, in Parashat Mishpatim, the Torah tells us, while we were waiting for Hashem's appearance on Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu slaughtered some sacrifices, ויחזו את האלוקים בעירו וישתו, נדב ואביהו, we're having a hamburger in a pita. Hashem said, what's going on? Now you're having a hamburger? Hashem said, you know what? For this already you deserve death. We're talking about the same two people. Then comes the Gemara and says, you know, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu summarized to Am Yisrael Sefer Dvarim, and he tells them, listen, I want you to know something. He says, you know, when Aaron so-called participated in this golden calf business, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'Aaron nitanaf Hashem la'ashmido, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to kill all his four children. Ve'yitpalel gam ba'ad Aaron, I prayed for Aaron. And then my prayer helped 50%, I saved two children. It means so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to kill all four children of Aaron when Aaron was involved doing the golden calf. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I prayed very hard and Hashem so-called gave us 50% discount and only killed Nadav Avihu. Killed Nadav Avihu for what? Now I'm all confused. Is it the golden calf? Is it the hamburger? This is the spices. This is the drinking wine. This is not a haircut. This is not wearing the proper clothing or not in getting married or the, just the chutzpah. They want Moshe and Aaron to die. So which one it is? No, no. But this was some kind of pride that he did not want to marry anyone. The Gemara says a lot of girls used to sit home and they wanted to have a date with them. And they said, who is this girl? We, you know, our father is Kohen HaGadol, our uncle is Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, we don't want to date no one. He says, the Gemara, girls waited and waited and waited. He says, maybe I have the zechut to get married to him. He said, I'm not going to marry you. I'm not going to marry you. Some kind of pride. A Kohen Gadol has to be married. A regular Kohen is not. But if maybe they had also, because they're going inside now, they're trying to go inside. So I'm all confused. Where comes Shulchan Aruch and says you should know on Rosh Chodesh you're not allowed to do Ta'anit. Rosh Chodesh. Besides two Rosh Chodesh, it's called Ta'anit Tzadikim. Two Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to do Ta'anit. Shulchan Aruch. It says one is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, one is Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. It says Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it says do Ta'anit. It says what happened? It says Nadav Avihu died. Nadav Avihu died, who is those two people? Who is those people? I just, you know, we just counted so many bad things they did. It says, Rosh Chodesh, you're not supposed to do Ta'anit. You're not supposed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. It says, Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, fast. It says, for what? For these two people. These two people have to fast for them. What have to fast for them? Comes Moshe Rabbeinu, tells Aaron, you know, they're holier than us. It says, I thought I'm going to die, or you're going to die. It says, they died. It says, they died? You know why they died. They died because they drank wine. They died because they didn't wear the proper clothing. They died because they didn't take a haircut. They died because they brought the spices. They were not supposed to bring the spices. They died because they ate in hamburger. They died because they didn't want to get married. And now you tell me that they are bigger than me. Now you tell me to do ta'anit on this. I have to do a ta'anit. And Shulchan Aruch says ta'anit tzadikim. Besides the ta'anit that we know, the first days that we have, Shulchan Aruch has a list. That if you want to really consider yourself so-called a little bit more holier, do more ta'anit. Do more. By the way, I'd like to share with you, if you want to join us, in Great Neck, our shul is fasting now 40 days, every day, half a day, every day. Every day, half a day. After the twin tower of hell, we fasted 70 days. The whole day. 70 days. Because the Zohar said, after 70 days, the big buildings will fall. It's going to be a world war. So we fasted 70 days. Now we're fasting 40 days. I says the Miraglim left last Friday. So the shul in Great Neck, we decided we're going to fast every day for 40 days. It's so called to fix what the spies did. It says, here it says Shulchan Aruch. It says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, fast. It says, what is fast? For Nadav Avihu. Who is those people? Those people are sinners. He told me so many bad things. He says, no, it's called Ta'anit Tzadikim. That's Tzadikim. Not only that, comes Shulchan Aruch, it says, you know, Rosh Chodesh, you can fast. No. It says, one more Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to fast. It's called Ta'anit Tzadikim. This is Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. The next Rosh Chodesh. Next Rosh Chodesh is going to be on Monday. I said, Monday is going to be Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. It says, you know, Ta'anit Tzadikim. Fast on Rosh Chodesh. He says, what happened? He says, Aharon HaKohen died. Aharon HaKohen died. I says, okay, so? So, I have to fast for this? Why I have to fast for this? And Aaron HaKohen is holier. It's called Kodesh Kodashim in Tanakh Nivrei Yamim. But Nadav Avihu comes there and says the following. You should know, says the Rambam, the worst thing, says the Gemara, that you need a big forgiveness, it's called Chilul Hashem. And so you betrayed Hashem, and you make Hashem's name very cheap. It's called Chilul Hashem. The Gemara says, for this, you have kapara only after death. Doesn't matter Yom Kippur, doesn't make a difference. It says, for Chilul Hashem, says the Gemara, there is no kapara in your lifetime. Hashem will never forgive, says the Gemara. Comes the Chida and says, well, this is but if you did not do so-called Kiddush Hashem. You know the secret of the Kaddish. They say Gadal Bet Kaddash. It says Gadal Bet Kaddash should be great and holy. This is in order for us, so-called, to fix the Chilul Hashem. What is the Chilul Hashem? Comes the Gemara and says, you should know the biggest Chilul Hashem, the biggest thing that we did is the golden calf. The biggest thing. He says, this is something that needed to be repaired. Says the Gemara, it's almost impossible to repair it. Comes the Gemara and says, that every tragedy that anybody has in his lifetime until Mashiach will come has percentage of the tragedy because of the golden calf. It means like this. Let's say, you want to take an example. Somebody has a flat tire. So why do you have a flat tire for? Why do you have a flat tire? Of course it's from Hashem. You know, it cannot be a flat tire unless Hashem agreed a person should have a flat tire. It's Hashem, why have a flat tire? It says you should know the first reason why you have a flat tire, because the golden calf. Something happened. Anything happened. Something fell on the floor and broke. It says, why did it break? Golden calf. This is, says, it's a Gemara. Everything, blame on the golden calf, says the Torah. Uviyom pogdio fakadati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, every time that I punish someone for any reason, it says some of the punishment is for the golden calf. It says, what's the reason? It says, Dari, because it's called Chilul Hashem. It says, so-called, we betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu under Har Sinai, 40 days after he gave us the Torah. It says, this is the biggest, the worst thing in the world. It says, you should know, that really the first one says the Rambam, you know, Chilul Hashem, says betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not on the street. It says the Rambam, Bechadre Chadarim, so you own by yourself? You own by yourself in a place? It says, no one sees you. No one sees you. It says, you do something that it's not proper, forget about the sin, says the Rambam. Forget about the sin. It's also, on top of it is Chilul Hashem. I mean, if you did something, you know, that's just, you know, because you didn't mean it, or you forgot, or something is one thing. But deliberately, if somebody does a sin, even no one knows, no one saw him, it says, called Chilul Hashem. Says the Rambam, you should know, this is really the worst thing in the world, it's called Chilul Hashem. Comes Ari and says, you should know, this is really what it means, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It says, so this is called Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. It says, you know, I take HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top of me. It says, Ve'avta et Hashem Elokecha, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechol levavcha, v'chol nafshach, v'chol mo'odecha. Comes the Gemara, it says, Gemara says, don't kid yourself. You don't love Hashem, you can love Hashem. You never saw Him. So it's just emunah. You see, you can believe. But you can't say, I love Hashem. But you don't love Hashem. What do you mean you love Him? You never saw Him, you never met Him. What do you mean you love Him? Says the Gemara, no, you don't know what it means. You don't know what it means. Says the Gemara, what it means is, Hashem's name should be beloved. That's what it means. Not that you love Hashem. You cannot love Hashem. What it means is, Hashem's name should be beloved. Bechol levavcha, with all your heart. Bechol nafshecha, with all your soul. Or bechol modecha, with anything that He does to you. So Zari, you know, that's what it means. Bechol levavcha, it says, with all your heart, this was Avraham Avinu. That's called Avraham or Havi. Avraham Avinu was so-called, described by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that He loves me. He loves me because He did all the mitzvot without even being commanded from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyem kol HaTorah. Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah before the Torah was given to us. Because that's called Kiddush Hashem. It means you make Hashem's name bigger and bigger and bigger. It means this is called I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol nafshecha, he said, with all your soul, this is like Yitzchak Abinu that gave his soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the altar, v'chol mo'odecha, is any way, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to you, this is Yaakov Avinu, that all his life suffered and suffered, that's what he told Paro, me'at v'raim, he says, he complained to Paro, every day I had something else in my lifetime. This is what it means. It means you should know that this is called Kiddush Hashem when you accept everything with love. That's what Tata Hashem Elokecha. I said, Tata Kaddish Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know, says the Gemara, you know, and then you go back now. Now you understand the whole concept. I said, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, you make a Mishkan. He says, you know, Mishkan, let me tell you. The Mishkan is going to be open on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, this is the date that Adam HaRishon, mankind was created. Mankind was created, only him and his wife did this obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, ate from the tree. Besides eating from the tree, it's Chilul Hashem. Hashem said, you know what, I'll wait. I'll open up the Mishkan. He says, I open up the Mishkan. It says, on the same day, so-called, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was so-called, became very cheap, Hashem was betrayed. He says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, open up the Mishkan. Open up the Mishkan, Hashem warns Moshe. He says, Moshe, let me tell you something. Now, today, when you open the Mishkan, you should know that you have so-called to repair the damage that was done on that day by Adam HaRishon, and it was damaged a few months ago on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, they did the golden calf. He said, you should know how to repair it is by so-called making HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name great. Moshe goes to Aaron and says, listen, Aaron, I want to tell you something. After your two children died over here, I understand why they died. They died, right. They did this, they did this. This is all those things that what they did is this one root. The root is called Chilul Hashem. He says, eating a hamburger while a Kadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to come, it's Chilul Hashem. He says, drinking wine and go on your job, have drunk, it's Chilul Hashem. Not dress properly, Chilul Hashem. Not to have a haircut, Chilul Hashem. He says, don't want to marry anybody because you have pride, it's Chilul Hashem. He says, the golden calf, this is the root of what call you betray HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you an opportunity. He says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, this is the date that those people died on top of you, but they really died because of the golden calf. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Every time there's a punishment. Somebody died. Was an accident. He says, you know what happened? The World Trade Center fell down. He says, you know why? Golden calf. Golden calf. There's a war. Golden calf. Everything. Not full. Not the whole reason for that is, but comes the Gemara and says, every problem that you know until Mashiach will come is going to be golden calf. All the time. All the time, golden calf. Why? Because it's called Chilul Hashem. Says, okay, now you understand, says Ari, I want to explain you how to repair it. How do you repair Chilul Hashem? He says, you know, if I keep the Torah and I don't know the reason why I keep it, let's call, I make Hashem's name great. He says, excuse me, why do you do it? This doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. What kind of religion is this? He says, that's called chok. A law without explanation, that's how you repair the golden calf. That's how you repair what's called Chilul Hashem. Here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I want to explain to you something. This is a new generation, you're going to Israel. I'm going to tell you something. Please write in the Torah, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, right now, the laws of the red cow. When those laws were given to us, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Nadav Avihu was on the floor dead, Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, listen, tomorrow, the second day of Nisan, you go take the red cow, slaughter it, burn it, and start to purify people. Hashem did not want to write it then, 38 years ago. Hashem wants to write it now. Why? I'll tell you why. He says, soon you're going to see the Miriam is dead. Sinless lady. Says the Gemara, not one lady died in the desert. Not one. All the ladies went to Israel. Only the men died. Because the ladies did not participate in the golden calf at all. The ladies did not participate in the spies. Says the Gemara, one lady died in the desert, Miriam. Only one lady.
Didn't the other women give their earrings?
No, only the men gave. Only Miriam died. Not one lady died in the desert. So you can ask yourself a question. How come Miriam died? You're going to say, Lashon Hara. No. Says, Ari, let me explain to you something. That's what the Torah says. First, I tell you the laws of the red cow. Then immediately I will tell you that you know when is the new generation ready to move to Israel. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the same date that Nadav Avihu died 38 years ago, this is the same date that Adam HaRishon was created thousands of years ago. It says, you know what? Miriam, who we call it in America, died. Everybody says, oh, I don't believe it. Not one lady died, and she died. He says, to tell you something, to tell you, let me tell you, the red cow is a law, and no one will understand the reason. Only Moshe, because Moshe was in Shomayim, did not participate in the golden calf. He says, to you, I tell you, the rest of the nation, don't you try to understand the law, because if you do the red cow because you understand it, you miss the point. The point is that this is called Zot Chukat HaTorah, not Zot Chukat HaPara. This is the law of the Torah. What do you mean the law of the Torah? He says you should know this is the law how you should prepare so-called the misbehavior that you had by the golden calf. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, I'm going all the time to have some kind of punishment of the golden calf. But this is only if you don't do Kiddush Hashem. If you do Kiddush Hashem, everything will be okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested us once after we did the golden calf. When Moshe opened the Mishkan, was Chilul Hashem. Here came the two boys, Nadav Avihu, do what they want. He says, listen, this the test is too great and too big. The holy people, you should do fast for them on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He says, you know why really they died? They died because of the golden calf. You know why Miriam died? Because of the golden calf. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to know. You see, here, next to the red cow, is the story about the death of Miriam. To tell you, she's innocent. Somebody's going, what happened? I mean, it's another lady who died. You say, oh, another lady died? No, probably, I don't know, she spoke Lashon Hara, she was on the telephone. You know, the lady, she went too much shopping, she returned to the store, she says, Miriam died. He says, do you know what to tell you? Mitat tzadikim mechaperet. He says, do you know the holy people when they die, this is a forgiveness. What is forgiveness? It means that for us to know that these holy men died is because the golden calf. He says, because this holy man, all his life he works very hard, so-called, to make Hashem's name holy. He says, now he died because of the golden calf. A message for you to do so-called Kiddush Hashem. And that's what the Gemara says, Ari, now you understand the golden calf was said to Moshe and Aaron together. It says, why Nadav Avihu is dead on the floor? Hashem spoke 15 times on that day to Moshe and told Moshe, listen, get Aaron over here, I want to tell both of you something. He says, go tell them, bring a red cow to Moshe, because Moshe did not participate in the golden calf. It says, this cow is going to be named forever on the name of Moshe. Because Moshe is doing Kiddush Hashem all the time. Moshe did not participate in the golden calf. He says, every time they burn a red cow, they took some ashes from Moshe Rabbeinu, they mixed it together. He says, because Moshe, so-called, is the master of universe as far as called Kiddush Hashem. He is the role model of Kiddush Hashem. Come to Torah, I want to tell you something, a story now. He says, Hashem told Moshe, no, it's today. Today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You know, today is, again, it's the same date. Miriam is dead. He says, there's no water. There's no water. It's the same date that Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. The same date that Nadav Avihu died. Here's the story. There's no water. Hashem goes to Moshe and says, listen, Moshe, do me a favor. Take the stick with you. Don't hit the rock. Go speak to the rock. When you speak to the rock with your mouth, it's going to be Kiddush Hashem. He says, that's what you have to have in mind. Moshe hit the rock. Says Dari, so what's the big deal if Moshe hit the rock? He hit it already, Parashat B'Shalach. Says, you don't understand. The concept that you have to have in your head to survive the death penalty is only when you do Kiddush Hashem, when you make Hashem's name holy, in order for you to repair the golden calf. Let me ask you, what happened to Moshe? Say, what happened to Aaron? Aaron is sinless. Miriam is sinless. Moshe is sinless as well. He says, the only thing is Hashem wants us to know that this is the concept, is to make Hashem's name holy. He says, by yourself, not on the street, of course on the street also. But says, all the gezerot, that a person can have difficulties in his life, he says, don't blame it to no one. Blame it on the golden calf. Golden calf means you did not respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he should be respected. Think Chachamim said, you know, twice a day you say Shema Yisrael, at least twice a day. He says, that's the covenant you have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are God Almighty, you the one. And then, I love you. He says, I don't love you. It's not true. Says the Gemara, you don't love Hashem. He says, you're working that Hashem's name should be beloved. Beloved by you, beloved by everybody. He says, this is your job. Came Mordechai and Sheikh Nesta Gdola, and in the Siddur, before Shacharit, after him say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we say a whole paragraph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you before the world, you after the world, you do this, you do that. He says, please, make your name holy. Kadesh et Shimcha. Kadesh et Shmach. Al Magdish et Shmach. Baruch HaKadosh Mo Barabim. Baruch Hashem, you make your name holy. So what this had to do with Shacharit? Before Shacharit we can say that. He says, as Ariz says, you know, this is, if you want your tefillah to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the concept you should have in your lifetime. He says, what do I do over here? I want to repair the golden calf. I want to repair the Chilul Hashem. Comes the Gemara and says, you know how bad it is? Comes Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah and says, you know, when Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh V'Nishma, this was the biggest Kiddush Hashem for Hashem. He says, we do anything you want. Then, you know what happened? You did the golden calf. You know what you did the golden calf? You gave power to all the idols in the world. This is the moment that we said, Na'aseh V'Nishma, and Hashem said, I am God. In the Ten Commandments, the first command, and the second command, don't have, any Avodah Zarah. At that moment, says the Gemara, all the Avodah Zarah, all the idols lost the power, if they had any power. When we said, this golden calf took us out of Egypt, says the Gemara, you are responsible from now on for all the idols worship in the world. You gave them power. It says, if you ever saw an idol, a Avodah Zarah that has power, it says, blame it on us. We did the golden calf. We announced at the time there is a concept, so-called of idolship. It says, this is the biggest thing that we did against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to fix it. It says, Mordechai and Hashem Sagdullah, it says, before Shacharit, before you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have this in your mind. Do say, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael. It says, that's the Kavanah. It says, I accept you, but I want to do Kiddush Hashem. I want to make Hashem's name holy in order to repair the damage that was done in the golden calf, in order to avoid all the tragedies, all the wars, everything that goes wrong in our lifetime is golden calf. It says the only way the Chidah said is to get out of it. It's called Kiddush Hashem. We have to make Hashem's name holy, especially for us. See, all the Chachamim that we live among the non-Jews, we should be a role model. How polite we are, how nice we are, how good we are, and then between ourselves, with no one sees us. It says the Rambam, says the Gemara, you should be 100% correct. When no one sees you, that's called Kiddush Hashem. It says, you know, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I love him, which means I want his name to be beloved by me. It says, B'chol levavcha, with all my heart, with all, even with my soul, V'chol modecha, even when I have some hardship in my lifetime, it says, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shlomo HaMelech, you will not be able to figure out what's the law of the red car. I said, what cares less? Let him tell Shlomo, what is the purpose? You understand? The purpose is not to understand. If you understand something, it means that you do what you feel, you do what you understand. It says, it's called chok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us laws not to understand, because if we do it because we don't understand, that's how we so-called, we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name bigger. He says, it doesn't make sense. He says, the Gemara, the Goyim laugh at us. He says, what is kind of business is this? He says, the man is unpure, and then you go take the red cow and you slaughter it, and you burn it, and you mix it with some water, you sprinkle on him, he says, the man is pure. He says, good, they laugh at you. He says, if the Goyim laugh at you, better off this way. If they laugh at you, and you still do what Hashem is appreciating what you do, it says that's called Kiddush Hashem. That's how you fix the golden calf, that's how you fix all the tragedy. And this is what the Rambam says, the last red cow, Mashiach will do it. Mashiach will do the red cow. It says, why? Because until Mashiach will come, you have to work on it. It's very hard, so cold to get to this level to fix that Chilul Hashem, this damage that we did with the golden calf. So Zari, you know, we tried. Every year we tried. This is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a crucial day. This is the day that Am Yisrael so-called missed the boat by so-called Nadav Avihu. And then here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell you, here it's a new generation. You go to Israel, you should know this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is time for Geula, says the Gemara Ben Nisan, Nigalu. It's time for redemption. It's time for redemption. It means Kiddush Hashem. That's the purpose. Ari says, what Shulchan Aruch says, he said, Gadal Bit Kadash should never speak in Kaddish. Never. Don't say, if you say something, say Gadal Bit Kadash, which means the purpose of the Kaddish. Amen Yesh Merabah, says the Gemara, who stands up from his chair. It says, the biggest thing For HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaddish. He says HaKadosh, when you say Kaddish, you say Amen Yishmer Rabah, Hashem lifts himself from his chair, and he said, aha, it's a shame, my children are in exile. He says, why all of a sudden Hashem picks up himself from the chair? He says, that's the biggest thing, Kaddish is the biggest thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you say, Gadavid Kaddash, Hashem's name should be holy. He says, this you have to have in mind. What do you mean Hashem's name should be holy? He says, because we so-called damage HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, at the Golden Calf, we hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to repair so-called his name. He says, this is a correction for the mistake. That's the biggest thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stands up from his chair and says, it's a shame that I let my people go to exile. Comes the Gemara. That's one of the three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets. So-called is the exile. He regrets that he sent us to exile. He says, because of the Amen Yishmer Rabah, he regrets it. He says, Ari, you know, this is the purpose of the Tefillah. That's the purpose of the Kaddish. It's so-called to get out of all the tragedies by doing Kiddush Hashem. Amen.